Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and my location is Campobello. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KO4R. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KO4RYP. Directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight, we will begin the roll call portion of the net with those who used the pre-check feature on the website. I would like to welcome W2AMD, Mr. Andrew in Simpsonville, K4XMR, Mr. Mel in Prosperity, W4FCM, Mr. Fred in Traveler's Rest, and N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest, KM4JWP, Mr. Brian in Rutherfordton, KA4JCA, Miss Sally in Simpsonville, KA4ACL, Miss Ashley in Simpsonville, K3DOV, Upstate Amateur Radio Club in Simpsonville, KA3JCA, Mr. Richard in Simpsonville, KG4QLQ, Miss Linda in Piedmont, KG4PFI, Mr. Don in Piedmont, KQ4FRY, Miss Rhonda in Lyman, KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben in Simpsonville, N4ASW, Mr. Tony in Asheville, KI4LZI, Mr. Andy in Table Rock, KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack in Greenville, KN4RJN, Mr. John in Brown Summit, K4OSH, Mr. Pat in Malden, K4WAC, Mr. Alex in Greenville. On the website. Hope you all had a great day. Next, we will move to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only are invited to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net by calling KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Good evening, Miss Anna. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Zulu. KO4 WWZ Chandler, stationary modem, Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for calling in it. Have a good night. 73.
KO4RYP. Good evening, Miss Anna, Mr. Chad in the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're visiting in Liberty tonight. No traffic, no queue. Good evening to you and Chad and all on the net.
For RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I would like to go ahead and welcome my husband, Chad, KO4NUE. He is at home with me in Campobello tonight. I'd also like to welcome via EchoLink, KO4WWZ, Mr. Chandler, and KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, and he brings along my kindred spirit, Miss Joy, and they are in Liberty tonight. Mr. Chandler, Mr. Gary, and Ms. Joy, thank you for joining us via EchoLink tonight. Hope you guys have had a great day. All right, we're going to start with our RF check-ins next, and tonight being Tuesday night, we will begin with India through Lima. Any station with the suffix of your call, beginning with the letters I through L, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James. I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now, that's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Say 73s for each one of you.
RYP. In November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, Bello.
RYP. Hope you and Chad are doing well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening, Anna and Chad. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
For RYP. Anna, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. And I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
For RYP. Please check in. Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont, no traffic, no comment.
K4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to welcome KK4JFO, Mr. James in Tuxedo, and N4JBM, Mr. Jerry in Campobello. Thank you both for checking in tonight. I hope you guys are well. Jerry, be safe as you're mobiling around out there. Next, I'd like to welcome W4IOE, Mr. Sid, up in Fletcher. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Sid. You're sounding good tonight. And Mr. Larry over in Greer, KK4JBQ. And he brings along his lovely wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, please tell Miss Donna I said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Next, I'd like to welcome K4LWE, Mr. Larry over in Piedmont. Thanks for stopping by. I hope you have a great evening. All right, we're going to pause there for just a second and move up to EchoLink. EchoLink stations only wishing to check in. Please call KO4RYP. I would like to welcome KC4EZN, Mr. Harry in Candler, and he checked in via text message through EchoLink saying there's thunderstorms up there. So, Mr. Harry, you be safe. I'm hearing some little bit of thunder rumbling outside the ham shack tonight here, too, so I think they're popping up everywhere. But thank you for stopping by via EchoLink tonight. Please stay safe. All right, we're going to do one more call for our RF stations, India through Lima. Any station with the suffix of your call, I through L, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. Nothing heard, so we're going to move on up to the next section of our alphabet, Mike through Papa. Any station with the suffix of your call, M through P, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. Miss Anna and Chad, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
RYP. Please check in Kilo November 4, Oscar Bravo Charlie, KM4 UBC. This is John from HD in the backyard. Watching the storm roll in. I'll be negative.
For RYP in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, I'd like to welcome KK4ONO, Miss Lorena in Piedmont, and she brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They are all in Piedmont tonight. Miss Lorena, thanks for stopping by. Please tell Mr. Rick and Miss Michelle I said hello. The next station, you were very scratchy, and I only got your name. I got John, and then you were watching the storm roll in. Could you recheck with your call again, please, sir? For ROIP, I'm so sorry. I still could not hear you. If anyone can relay, if they heard that call, feel free to relay that one in.
Yep, I apologize for the weak signal. If anyone can copy, it's Kilo number 4, Oscar Bravo Charlie, KN4 OBC.
N4 OBC. Kilo November 4, Oscar Bravo Charlie. NTR.
FYP. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate that. I'd like to welcome Mr. John K and 4OBC. And I appreciate you coming back and hope you are doing well and enjoy watching the storm roll in. All right. Any additional stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4RYP. Nothing heard, so we will move on up to Quebec through Tango. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning Q3T wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
YP. Chan, please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango, Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. And FYI, they're showing quite a bit of hail headed our way and your way, Anna. And severe thunderstorms and quite a bit of lightning here right at the moment. This is N0TR.
YP. This is N4SMH, November 4, Sierra Mike Hotel, Josh. Also in Greer, and saying about the same thing Tom is. I'm just a little farther south, so headed our way. You and Chad be safe tonight.
4RYP. Congratulations, Anna. Please check in KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be needing in there. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris. Be safe.
4RYP. Check in Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta Bob here in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight, and congratulations to you and Chad for the wonderful news, and 73 to all on the net.
RYP, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, KD 4, SRR, Robert down here, and Joanna, and we had just a brief sprint, but down where my brother lives, down there, he had quite a storm in Mudlick. Yes, it exists. Off of the old Bush River route. I ain't got anything to say tonight. Got the personal. Just not in a talkative mood. So I'm negative and negative. Y'all take care. Say hello to Chad.
4RYP net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome N0TR, Mr. Tom, over in Greer. Mr. Tom, thanks for stopping by. Tonight, please tell Miss Bernice we said hello and thank you so much. You guys stay safe in the storm. All right. Next, I'd like to welcome N4SMH, Mr. Josh, over in Greer. You stay safe as well. It's very lots of thunder out and lightning out there right now. I can hear it. So everybody hunker down and stay safe. Next, I'd like to welcome KO4QLG, Mr. Chris, over in Liberty. Thank you for stopping by, and thank you for your congratulations. We are pretty excited over here. Hope you are doing well, Mr. Chris. All right. Next, I'd like to welcome AA1RD, Mr. Bob, over in Piedmont. Good to hear you tonight, sir, and thank you also for your congratulations to us. We are really, really just thrilled with our good news over the weekend. So thank you for stopping by, and I hope you guys are doing well. Please tell Ms. Anita I said hello. And KD4SR, Mr. Robert, down there in Joanna. I'm glad you're not getting this bad storm and that you only had a little bit of a sprinkle tonight, Mr. Robert. You stay safe and stay well. Any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
YP, this is Robert again, KD4SRR. I miss out on everything. If you feel like saying it, what is the good news?
I feel like saying it. We found out over the weekend that our son and his wife, our daughter-in-law, are expecting a baby. So we are getting a grandbaby sometime towards the end of this year. So we are super excited about that.
Well, how about that? Congratulations to you, and now you'll be hearing what's for supper, Grandma.
I can't wait. But thank you so much. We are very excited. We're still kind of kind of flying high on that good news. So, all right. Any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Evening, Anna. Please check in Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. Cable all that are rich and grateful. No traffic, no roundtable.
For RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to welcome K4ROW, Mr. Richard in Greenville. Thank you so much for stopping by. Hope you are doing well tonight. All right, we're going to move on up to the next section of our alphabet, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Any station wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning U through Z, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Alpha 5, Whiskey, Lima, Lima. KA5WLL, Leroy Taylor's negative and negative. Congratulations to you and Chad.
RYP. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
This is KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy, over in Taylor's. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. I do appreciate it. And XB, Mr. Tommy, in Southern Greenville County. You be safe for stopping by. Any additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. And Chad in the net, and congratulations, Chad and Anna. That's exciting news. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo. I'm Shane, and I will be mobile here in just a few minutes. No traffic, no table.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Shane in 4ZLK, who's mobile and out there tonight. Please be safe tonight, Mr. Shane. It is lots of storms popping up here and there. So thank you for stopping by, and thank you for your congratulations. We appreciate that. All right, we're going to move on up to our next section of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning A through D, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Good evening, Anna. Thanks for calling in tonight, and congratulations on the new addition to the family. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Chad, congratulations. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley, up in negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
RYP. Congratulations. Please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome W4DJW, Mr. Dave, over in Greer. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. I appreciate it. And KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley. Hope you are doing well tonight, sir. Thanks for stopping by. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt, over in Greenville. I appreciate you stopping by. You stay safe out there. And thank all three of you for your congratulations, too. We appreciate it very much. All right, we're going to pause for just a second and go up to Echo Link. Echo Link stations only wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo and Juliet November. I had done early check-in, but I got a text from Wendy wanting to hear a star report, so I'll hang around.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KN4RJN, Mr. John in Brown Summit, and I'm thrilled that you will have a star report for us tonight. So I will be back to you in just a little bit for your comments. Any additional Echo Link stations wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
Net control. Please check in and out. Kilo Foxtrot 4 Tango Delta Lima, Steve, Hickory Tavern.
Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Miss Anna, and all the net. No traffic, no roundtable. And Miss Anna, do be sure and tell Chad hello, and Miss Anna, do be sure and tell Chad hello.
This is KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge Community Net. I'd like to welcome KF4TDL in Hickory Tavern. I'm so sorry, I did not catch your name. Could you recheck with me?
Nice, affirmative. Kilo Fox, Trot 4, Tango Delta Lima, Steve in Hickory Tavern.
Do appreciate that. Thank you for stopping by. Hope you are doing well tonight. Next, I'd like to welcome KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen in Greenwood. Mr. Stephen, Chad says hello right back to you. Thank you for stopping by. All right, we'll move back to our RF stations and finish up our Alpha 3 Delta group. Any station with the suffix of your call, A through D, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. Not all those in the first go-round, so we'll slide on up to the patient group tonight. Echo through hotel. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning E through H, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Thanks for calling Annette. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight. But tell Chad hello and both of y'all congratulations on the new addition to the family.
Net control. Wendy in Simpsonville, Kilo November 4. Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. Please also check in my husband Mark. Whiskey to Mike Juliet Bravo. W2MJB. We're in Simpsonville, and we'll both be negative and negative tonight, but I will be listening in. I heard John say he was doing the star report. Thanks for calling the net.
Control. Again, KI4EJY, Kilo India 4, Echo Juliet Yankee. This is Elisha and Lyman. I will be negative and negative.
In Kilo India 4, Kilo Papa Quebec. My name is Ben. Live here in Mills River, North Carolina. Congratulations on the new youngin' there. Congratulations. You guys have a great evening over your way. Starting to get a little thunder and rain over this way.
This is KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge Tube Internet. I'd like to welcome KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick, and KN4HTP, Miss Wendy in Simpsonville. And she brings along her husband, Mark, W2MJB. Good to hear you tonight, Miss Wendy. Please tell Mr. Mark I said hello. And Mr. John will be doing his star report here in just a little bit. I'd also like to welcome Mr. Elijah over in Lyman, KI4EJY. Thank you for stopping by. Hope you are well. And Mr. Ben in Mills River, KI4KPQ. Thank you for stopping by. I hope you are staying safe and not having too much lightning and thunder out there. All right. Any additional stations echo through hotel, please call KO4RYP. Open it up to the big group. Any station at all wishing to check in, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP, this is Kilo Quebec 4, India Delta Mike, Stephen Greer, and I'm negative and negative. The rain just seems to have quit here. We got quite a downpour recently.
4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I'd like to welcome KQ4IDM, Mr. Steve over in Greer. I don't believe we've had the rain start. We just still have a lot of thunder out there right now, so I'm sure it'll downpour here in just a little bit. You stay safe tonight, sir. Thank you for stopping by. All right, any additional stations all the way through the alphabet, please call KO4RYP.
Again, for ANH, Whiskey 4, Alpha November Hotel. From Simpsonville, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
To 4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, I'd like to welcome W4ANH, Mr. Jack in Simpsonville. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. Hope you are well. All right. This is KO4RYP now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and we will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. So first up on the stump tonight is Mr. Larry over in Greer. KK4JBQ, how are things for you at Donna tonight in Greer, Mr. Larry?
For RYP, this is KK4JBQ. Well, things are fine, really fine here. We recently celebrated, just yesterday, our wedding anniversary. 30 years, and I just have to say I'm proud to have made it this far. She and I married late. We were both in our 40s, and to have reached 30 is an acceptable milestone. If it's all over tomorrow, I'll be happy. Anyway, generally, I wanted to talk about the announcement of the new arrival. How appropriate it was that at the Mother's Day dinner, you got a special present, and I'd like you to share that with everybody, if you would.
For RYP, it was KK4JBQ. I would love to, and congratulations on 30 years of being married. That is quite an accomplishment. So I hope you all had a lovely day celebrating yesterday. We had everybody over to the house for a Mother's Day kind of late lunch, and which is always a lot of fun to do. And Lewis, our oldest son, and his wife, Kate, they brought just a little basket of some goodies, had some little things wrapped up inside of it. And it was funny because Chad was going to leave a little bit early to go spend some time with his mom. And so he was getting ready to leave, and our son said, "Well, hang on, Mom's got to open her present." And I thought, well, didn't quite understand why he needed to be around for me to open my Mother's Day gift, but that was fine. So they brought me the basket, and Kate, our daughter-in-law, told me which one to open first. And it was just a little onesie that said Baby Hightower and had December 2023 on the bottom and little footprints on it. So very cute, and we're super excited. So it was a fun way because my mom was there with us, and Chad's dad and stepmom were there with us, and we had all our kids. So they've been real sweet. She's feeling a little bit yucky, but that will go away after a little while, and she's otherwise they're just thrilled, and so are we. Of course, Chad has been ready for a grandbaby ever since they got married, so he's pretty thrilled. But it's a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun to share with people, and just start thinking about having a little tiny grandbaby around. So it makes me real excited to be able to love and snuggle with a little baby, and then not have to get up with it at night. So.
Right. Yes. Chad and I had a long conversation, as you well know, and several things came as surrounding this topic. One of them being your special gift, and all just how wonderful that must have been. And then, too, we talked about what he prefers to be called by the child as it gains the ability to speak and refer to him. And I'll let him cover that with you if it's nothing private, but I'm not sure he's actually settled on a name. Diddly Diddly was part of it. That'd be hard for a little one just learning to speak to say Diddly Diddly. That's a lot of tongue action, you know. Anyway, I was wondering if you had any similar thing in your mind that has crossed your mind. What would you like the baby to call you?
There's been much conversation about that lately, just because, you know, everybody knows that the first grandchild will come out with whatever he or she comes out with, and that will stick. That seems to be how it's gone in years past. But you have to be able to refer to yourself as something. You wouldn't just go up to somebody and say, what would you like to call me? You have to introduce yourself as something. So there's been a lot of talk about that and going back and forth, and I'm not 100% settled right now, I don't think. We had some, my daughter-in-law's parents have some really unique, very appropriate names that are meaningful for them, so the pressure is on to find something that that is definitely meaningful to us and kind of a little bit out of the ordinary. And I had very out of the ordinary names for my grandparents, so we're kind of looking at some things that are not normal, or not your regular run of the mill grandma or grandmother or meemaw or anything like that. So we're just kind of throwing around a lot of things out there right now, and we'll have to let you know what we land on.
Fair enough. KK4JBQ with KO4RYP and the 2-meter net. Well, that's all I had to say. I'm going to, the storm is approaching a second wave as I hear it beating on the house. I think I'm going to secure my station. I'll still be listening on the handheld, but the antenna out there is pretty much exposed, and I don't want it. I'm going to just unplug everything. I am thrilled. That is the forum here to share that wonderful news, and we're all, of course, we're all wishing for a healthy and happy mama, new mama, and baby. This is KK4JBQ. I'll turn it back to net control. Good night, Anna.
KK4RYP with KK4JBQ and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, Mr. Larry. It is always a pleasure to talk with you, and I'm sure we will have lots of stories coming up soon as we get ready to become grandparents. So thanks for sticking around. Make sure to secure your station. You guys stay safe. All right. Do we have any additional stations wishing to check in? Please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's negative and negative. Out. November 4, Bravo X-ray, Bravo. Name's Herb, and I'm in Shelby.
This is KO4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome W4FHJ, Mr. Gene, and Taylor's. Thanks for stopping by tonight, sir. Hope you are well. And N4RXB, Mr. Herb and Shelby, thank you for stopping by. I appreciate it. Hope things have gone well for you today. All right, I'm going to jump on up to Echolink. We have one Echolink station that might want to check in. If so, please call KO4RYP.
Control, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Victor India X-ray, John, I'm in Greenville, the base of Paris Mountain. No traffic, no rendezvous.
4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KM4VIX, Mr. John, over there in Greenville at the base of Paris Mountain. Thanks for stopping by tonight, sir. Hope you are well. All right, we'll go back to our next station for RAG 2, and that is KM4RJN. Mr. John, we are ready for your star report, although I'm afraid tonight, in my area, we're not going to see many. So, but tell us what's in the skies tonight and in the next few weeks.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, if you're wondering what's in the sky tonight, it really doesn't matter because you can't. Based on I'm looking at radar, weather radar right now. Based on that, you can't see Jack Squat, and Jack left town, so there's not a whole lot to see this evening. However, Thursday, if you get up in the wee hours of the morning, just before dawn, you should be able to see a razor-thin moon with Mercury and Jupiter just before sunrise. You don't get to see Mercury very often because it's so close to the sun. It's either just before sunrise or just after sunset. This is the only times you can catch him, but he will be out there. Meteor showers. Let me switch screens here. I'm tapping around here. Of course, we had the Eta Equinids, Aquarids, excuse me. They peaked on May 6th, but they are actually running till the end of the month, pretty much. And so that is in the constellation Aquarius. The problem is they're very fast. They're also very bright. We're coming up on a new moon in about 3 days, I think. So the moon's out of the way. We've missed the peak. However, if you go out a few hours before dawn, two and a half hours before dawn, there won't be much of a moon. The moon will be pretty well low. And the constellation Aquarius, unfortunately, is a fall constellation, so it doesn't come up until a few hours before dawn. So go out a few hours before dawn as it comes up, and you might still be able to catch one or two meteors after that. In June, of course, we have the June Boötiads, and that's kind of a hit-and-miss shower, but it will peak on June 27th at approximately 1800 hours Eastern Time, which means it will still be light. However, hang around till midnight or maybe a little after. Let the constellation Boötiads get up high in the sky and lay back in your lawn chair with your favorite beverage and watch, and you might be able to catch a few of those. We have the Southern Air Delta Aquarids coming up in July, and that might be a little bit better shot at that. The problem with those is they're a little bit faster. They are bright. The zenith hourly rate is about 25. That'll peak on July 28th. Did I pass up June? No. June was the Boötiads, yeah. So we got a few coming up, and if you go to my QRZ page, I put links on there for the meteor showers, space weather, and something else that I don't remember now. Speaking of space weather, let's see what's going on with that. As far as radio blackouts, for the next 3 days, 17th, 18th, 19th, we have about a 25% of a mild. Scan4RJN, repeater got me. I'm not sure where exactly I was when that happened, but let's go back to space weather here for a second. For the next 3 days, we've got about a 25% chance of radio blackout, mild or moderate radio blackout. As far as anything else, not much chance of anything there. Solar radiation, only about a 1% chance of anything of any significant magnitude, so you're safe to fly in airplanes, and if you're in the space shuttle, you're okay. Other than that, whoops, wrong tab. Let me get back over here. Yeah, other than that, not a whole lot going on. congratulations on your... on your grandchild coming. I know that at least with not being a Southerner, but having lived among them for a number of years, I know that Papa and Nana are favorites, and being a Northerner, we just went with Grandma and Grandpa, but of course I use those as disparaging remarks to anybody that's driving too slow in front of me, so I'm not sure if you want to go with that either. But other than that, did Jed tell you about where to find the asteroid information? I know he said you were asleep on the couch when he pulled it last night.
He was exactly right. I was zonked out last night, so I do appreciate him calling the net for me last night. We just kind of flip-flopped, but he did tell me that he had some information for me, so I will definitely make sure he shows me that. And now that the weather is warming up and days are a little bit longer, I might be able to sit out for a while and look for some. So I did have a dream the other night. I have to tell you that I saw some meteorites or meteors, and that I got really excited in my dream. I told Chad that I was going to let you know the next time I called the net that I had seen some. So still very much in my mind that, and on my bucket list, one day, when I'm least expecting it. I think it's not ever going to be when there's, like, a shower or anything like that. It's just going to be one of those days when I happen to look up in the night sky at the right time.
This is KN4RJ, and, yeah, it's... some of these ones that are coming up are kind of hit or miss, and you just kind of have to, you know, be in the right place at the right time. But I actually here, I guess it's been 3 or 4 weeks or so, we had relatively clear skies. I had my new scope. I wanted to get it out and see what I could see. And I had actually the neighbor come over, and the neighbor brought his ex, his son, and her new husband, and his wife. Interesting combination. But anyway, they came over, and we were, you know, looking at different things and bopping the scope around. And as I was trying to focus it or find a particular constellation, a meteor shot through the scope. And whenever that happens, it's like, whoa, when you see one go across your scope. And that's, and then you look up and you can't see anything. So that one was like way out there. But again, the better way to do it is just, you know, get your chase lounge and lay it out and grab your favorite beverage and put the binoculars away, put the scope away, just lay back and look and just wait. And that's the only way to do it. But if you do go to my QRZ page, I pulled that thing up to try and remember what all I put on there. I put the meteor showers for the rest of the year, the solar eclipse map for April 8th next year, 2024, and where that's going to be. And that's an interactive map. You can bop around and see where things are at. And the space weather page, where you can get the reports that I give you on what the radio blackout issue is going to be. You can look at different coronal mass ejections and solar flares and all that kind of stuff, see what the sun's doing, because I know that affects propagation, and explore that whole thing. So if you get a chance, go to my QRZ page. I got those three links up there. If I find anything else interesting, I'll stick that on there too. But so you can keep up with the meteor showers and what's coming, and they give you a pretty good description of. This is off of High Point Scientific's webpage. They sell telescopes, among other things, and it, you know, gives you what you need to know about meteors, tips and terms, and how to watch for them and what to do and all that kind of stuff. And then you just scroll on down January, February, March, April to where we're at. And read about it and see what the best time to see it and what your best chances are. Tell you what else is going on with that with the Aquarians here back on May 6th. The problem there is we had a full moon, and that kind of washes the sky out. But other than that, again, congratulations on your new grandchild. And tell Chad I watched his video of him putting up the antenna. I thought that was pretty cool. And being in a homeowners association, they won't let me stick anything up quite that high. So I'm right now kind of stuck with Echolink and my little mag mount. And that's twice the repeater's got me there. I guess I'm talking too much. Other than that, what other news you got, Anna?
Too much. This is KO4RYP with KN4RJN on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I know Chad appreciates you watching his video, and maybe I totally get that the homeowner association isn't too keen on some of those. I know that's definitely an issue for many hams, but it's a pretty cool system that he's got going on over there, and he's pretty excited about it. So thanks for checking that out. Not too awful much going on around here besides our fun, exciting news and just regular everything else. This is KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in? Please call KO4RYP.
RYP, this is Kilo Quebec 4, India Golf Hotel, checking in from the Greenville Airport.
You come back one more time. I only got Kilo Quebec 4. I brushed my pen away and was scrambling for it and couldn't write it down. Would you recheck with me one more time, please?
Kilo Quebec 4, India Golf Hotel. Kilo Quebec 4, India Golf Hotel. My name is Jackson. Checking in portable.
I apologize. I wasn't quick enough grabbing my pen. So I'd like to welcome Kilo Quebec 4, India Golf Hotel, Jackson. It's portable over near GSP, I believe you said. So stay safe. Thank you for stopping by tonight. I do appreciate it. Any additional stations wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. Have I missed anyone for comments? If so, please call KO4RYP. Reminder, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., and we sure would appreciate you checking in tomorrow night when KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, his world-renowned swap net. It happens every Wednesday, so please make sure to check in, and you don't want to miss that. At this time, I will pause and submit my net report electronically. KO4RYP now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. It has been a true pleasure to be your net control station tonight. I wish you all a good night, and I will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night.